Hi, Coastie fam. Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things as well. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. We hope you enjoy the show. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us again. This week, we are talking to some of the members of Spirit Mechanics. This is from their bio on their website. Spirit Mechanics is an eclectic group of individuals coming together to serve one purpose, to help others. With over 30 years combined experience in the group, you can be confident their ability to do the thing proper. They have worked with renowned psychic medium, Amy Allen, best known for her work on Travel Channel's The Dead Files, for many years. Spirit Mechanics is one of her hand-picked teams that do aftercare following Amy's walkthroughs. They have participated in cases all over the United States, while also attending many events nationwide. Their background includes many different specialties across the metaphysical spectrum, including alchemy, shamanism, Celtic witchcraft, astral travel, house cleansings, and more. And here's Megan with a content warning.
Hi, everybody. As per all of our interviews, we don't know. Common content warnings are swears. We like to swears. But Amy will put any content warnings that we talk about in the show notes. So please be sure to check those for any potential content warnings. But we have no idea what we're going to talk about. So
that's right.
Enjoy the ride.
Enjoy it. And we will let them in.
Yay. Hi, Raymond.
We do have a couple more popping in. We have Steve.
Nice.
So you are Raymond?
Yes.
Okay, great.
The one that you've been talked to for the most part.
Okay, great. And that's me. I'm Amy. And then we have Megan.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Welcome. We're so excited.
And AP.
Hey.
Thank you. We're excited to be here, too.
When Amy told us, we fangirled hard.
Yeah, we did.
It was embarrassing. I'm glad nobody saw.
I did.
I mean, to be fair, I'm still kind of newer with the team, so I fangirl a little bit, too. So
I'm glad you get it.
Amy, cut that solo clip of him saying fangirling and use it as a promo for us.
Okay.
Yes.
Do it.
I can fix it in post.
We can splice it together so it's super obvious that we're splicing together different things that he said.
I'll use AI to redo your voice.
Yeah. I fangirled hard.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
How are you both? Welcome.
Thanks for having us on, guys.
Oh my gosh, no, thank you. I was just telling Raymond that when Amy told us that we were going to be talking to you, we fangirled real hard.
Oh.
So,
we were really excited.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. We really, really appreciate it.
So we have Steve, right?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, and your name?
I'm Patricia.
Patricia, okay. Great. Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome.
I love the tree of life behind you.
I know. And I'm Megan. Yes. Nice to meet you.
Yes, Megan. And then AP. Her name says Amy too, but she's AP.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, we do have some questions, but...
You'll have to excuse me. I'm more than just a little bit blind.
Okay.
So that's the reason for the shades and asking weird questions.
Okay. I was just going with you were having a super cool vibe going on, but you
know. I know
Steve's the Terminator.
Yeah. Steven's a whole mood. He's just a mood.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
Well, Amy, I have a question that can probably get us kicked off here.
Perfect. Okay.
So, hey, this is AP, and I'll try to throw my voice in a couple of times. So, Steven, you can get a Steven or Steve.
Either.
Okay. Which do you prefer to go by? I was a teacher, so I ask this question a lot to students.
No worries at all.
Perfect. All right. So we'll just call you Hey You. But I do have a question just to kind of open things up and kind of get us started, because we have you know, some listeners and people who may not know who all of you are and what you do, if you could just give us a little bit of background, you know, kind of the little elevator speech, yes, corporate talk, of what Spirit Mechanics is to kind of help our audience out a little bit.
So Spirit Mechanics, it started as a small dream, and it was at the time, it was a small dream of being there for people that didn't have anyone, especially when it came to activity in the home, when it came to discovering their gifts and how to live life with them. Because a lot of us, especially the founding members, we didn't have anybody. You know, we had to figure it out on our own or find outside teaching once we were old enough. And we didn't want anybody to have to go through that. And so we help people of all ages come to terms with their gifts or help families feel safe and healthy in their own homes by removing negative entities or influences. We've been a team for almost 11 years now. There are a few of us, myself, a team member, Davis, and, one that's named Seneca. And, we have the most experience out of everybody, but most people have had, a touch with the paranormal or experiences. Everybody on Spirit Mechanics as a whole is a sensitive in some regard. And we all have different paths, different spiritual beliefs, and try to work in tandem with those things to make sure that we cover all the bases. So if someone doesn't understand the situation, someone else will. If there is something that needs to be handled that's out of someone's wheelhouse, we have a person for that. We do our best to make sure that we can handle everything that we can, the way that we can, when we can.
I absolutely love that, Steve. And thank you so much for giving us that background, because I think it's important to get that kind of baseline and know where you all are coming from, too. And I love what you said about having people with different backgrounds and beliefs in different ways and all the respect that there is out there, because we need more of that in this world. Mm-hmm. But I love the thought, and I use the term diversity of thought a lot, because we all have something that is different that gets us partway there that we might need a little bit of help from someone else. So thank you for giving us that background.
Yeah, that's great. We know we've talked to a couple of your clients before that you are just also very generous and really, really wanting to help. And that is so important in this world from what we've seen, because it seems like that's not always the case. And
less
so
and less so. It's right. Getting to be the case.
Right. So it's really refreshing to find a group that is on the up and up.
And especially from your client, Michelle. She could not stop talking about you last week when we had her and Krista on for an interview. And that might be a full walking, talking promo just for you and Spirit Mechanics.
Yeah. If you want me to splice out that whole section where she just wouldn't stop talking about how great you guys are.
Yes.
I'll send it to you.
Bless her.
Yeah. They were wonderful, both of them.
Bless her heart.
I've noticed you guys do like where you put your hands up. Can you explain that? What that means? Is that, you know, what that signifies?
The meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
Over the nose and mouth.
Oh, this?
Yeah. Sorry.
It is a sign of respect. It's used in a lot of Eastern philosophies, as well as some of the more Western of the Eastern philosophies, as a sign of, you know, thanks. I give thanks for this. I give thanks to you. So it is us showing our appreciation for the things that you may mention, or just having us, in all honesty.
Great. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank
you. I love that. Good question.
You know, you said you've kind of been doing this for quite a while and reading on your site. What's been kind of the most, you know, memorable case, whether it was memorable for good reasons or memorable for, you know, a plethora of activity, you know, what is that case to you?
We've helped several thousand clients at this point over the last 10 years. And it's really difficult for me to pick one case out of all of them. Mr. Keith Ottersberg's case, I think you guys have talked with him. His case was a very interesting one, to say the least. His episode was Till Death.
Yeah, okay.
If I remember.
Yeah, I was going to ask if what you meant was his case that he did on the Dead Files.
Yes.
We have not actually spoken to him, but we did recap that case in our very first episode of our show.
Yeah. He is actually a member of ours at this point. He went through training. He wanted to learn how to protect himself and what happened. And we've, through aftercare, come to the conclusion that he would like to be a mechanic. So he did. He also has his own paranormal team out of Nebraska. It's called Cobra Paranormal. And they're on all the social medias. You can look him up. But he's a genuine dude. He's an amazing person. His case was very delicate. There's been a lot of times where we've had to go in an emergency. And this one was the only time that Miss Amy Allen had texted me while she was still on site.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
How soon can you get to Nebraska? I'm texting under the table as you know, you're reading this. How soon do you want us there? This weekend. All right. We'll see if we can make it happen. And we were on the way. And literally everything that could have been a problem was a problem. We were stopped for speeding. We were, this was a time we're based in central Kentucky. So this was a time, I believe it was 2018, if I remember correctly. But at this time, it was a massive flood in the western part of the state. And we had to go, obviously, through the western part of the state in order to get to him. And it was dangerous there. Massive storms. I mean, anything that could hold us up, held us up. And when we got there, I wouldn't step on the porch at first until he came out. And when I walked up, I knew for a fact that what was hanging out with him was not my friend. And even to this day, he'll flat out tell everybody I wanted to hit him, wanted to throw him off my porch.
Really?
He led us into the house because, you know, he wanted the help. And we started top to bottom and started the reclaiming process of him taking his home back and finished the night with him. And it wound up in, I'm going to use the term exorcism. I will state this. We are versed in Catholic ways. Nobody is a Catholic exorcist. That word is usually set aside specifically for the Catholics and certain shaman. But exorcism is the easiest way for us to bridge the gap between what it is that we do and what's known. So it wound up in a full exorcism situation. And Keith fought the hardest I've seen anybody else fight. Not against it, but for himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got a lot of respect for that gentleman because of that.
I'm going to go with a no thank you. I'll leave that to all of you guys. And I don't want to deal with anything like that. So
that is terrifying.
I'm just sitting over here. I'm staying silent just so I can hear your story. And I'm just, no thanks. Oh, I'll pass.
They can get interesting fast.
Sure.
Y'all wanted to know. But
yes. Sure, oh, we do. Yes.
Oh, we do.
Bring it on. I'd like more.
His was a very special case, though, because when we were done with the process, with the rite and the process, and what was hanging out with them. And I'm stating that because I don't know how direct I can be on your all show. But
you can be as direct as you want to be, because we tend to swear a little bit and we hold ourselves back sometimes.
Colorful language is approved.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. But yeah, once his, we like to call him Hitchhikers just because it's a little bit of a lighthearted spin on a very bad situation, and it kind of eases things a little bit. When what he was essentially possessed with had left, I told him to look at me. And I put my hands on his shoulders and I said, "You are going to be fine. You are meant for great things, and great things are meant for you." And when I said that, he blinked his eyes and started to cry, and his eyes permanently changed colors. His eyes have, and you can ask him, his eyes have permanently changed colors. They are now stark blue.
Holy.
When we got there, crap. They were nasty brown gray. And by the time we left, he got his eyes back. I was
holy shit.
So happy for him. And still am. He's made so much progress.
Mm-hmm.
His case was a doozy. The Barone's case was an interesting one as well. There was a lot that had to go down for that one. And actually, Keith wound up on that case. That was his first case as a mechanic.
That's fun.
Yeah. It came full circle. You know, he had.
Yeah, I was going to say 100%. That is so amazing.
It was an awesome time. It really was. You know, there were definitely some issues on the property, even to the extent of having to deal. And I don't know how deep down the rabbit hole you guys have gone, but we actually wound up having to deal with a fae presence, or fairies, literally.
That makes sense. Kind of talking, they didn't necessarily say that, but as they were talking about what was around the property and all of that sort of stuff, that actually, I don't know why that clicks to me and makes so much sense, but it does.
The fae presence was a small part of it. It was causing a lot of discord and a lot of issues. Fae curses have this particular tendency to root, literally, like a invasive vine, and can cause a lot of damage to any kind of spiritual shielding setup, even someone's ethereal body. So their emotional state, what guards their, you know, if you want to go more religious with it, what guards their soul. If you want to go more spiritual with it, what holds their chakra system to their body. But there was that particular woman
the shower lady.
Michelle has her catchphrase, you know, from.
Yes.
But she wasn't as difficult.
She got to go.
She got to go. oh, it's so good. I love it. I love it. I love hearing when people are wanting to fight back in the right way, you mm-hmm. know. And
that's the key word is, or phrase is, the right way. Yeah, there's a right way and a wrong way.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, it was a great time. There were some interesting moments that happened more outside of, like, going to it. Usually the case, going to or from someone's home is usually where we see the most weird stuff.
Really?
But we wound up having a couple of intimate moments with each family member, doing clearings, cleansings, attachment removals. And they are some of our favorite people. You know, we talk to them almost every day. Same thing with Keith. Any of the Dead Files cases, any of the cases that we have, actually, even outside of the show, we're firm believers that we don't keep clients, we make friends. So just because we are successful in helping somebody, it doesn't mean that we're just going to go, okay, bye. And the next thing on that particular bit, just real quick, the next thing on that is anybody that tells you that all of this can be done in a single day and it's just a magic bullet. You have people that can come in and just 100% do it in a single go. That's rare. That's really rare. There are exorcisms that are still underway by, you know, Record of the Vatican. And we're talking decades long that this person is in the middle of their fight. So the way we equate it is it's kind of like getting treated for cancer. You go in, you take the tumor out, you take the worst of it. But after that, you still have chemo and radiation. So we focus very heavily on aftercare. Check in every single week. What's going on? How you doing? How's your headspace? Is there anything that we can do for you? And when things seem to find a normal, okay, now we can ease back and be friends, but we can still check on you from time to time. And it becomes more of a community, becomes more of a family when you do that. And that really was the dream that's being realized. So I love it. I love what it is we do. I love my team. I love people that we get to see. And each one changes us for the better.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to ask you, all three of us are huge, of course, huge Dead Files fans, and of course, huge Amy Allen fans. So we would all love to know how you came in contact with Amy Allen. Did she just reach out to you? Have you known her forever? Are you best friends?
Is she as cool as she seems?
Of course,
because she seems amazing.
Yes. She is that 100%. Yeah, she's a sweetheart and an absolute honor to work with. One of the funniest people and one of the most giving people. We don't charge anything other than expenses. You get us there, you get us home. And that's it. If we can do it ourselves, we're not going to charge at all. That's just how we are. And I'm coming back to that here in just a second. So we do an event in Kentucky that's called Scarefest. It's a big paranormal and horror convention that is held usually in October every year. And they have paranormal celebrities from television shows, movie stars from, you know, old school horror movies, and a bunch of vendors and readers like us. We wound up just hanging out. It was an interesting thing. We wound up hanging out and met her on the floor. There was a moment where she had a moment, and we met her on the floor. Memory is fuzzy on this one, so don't quote me on this, but I believe it was my wife and I. And we had walked past, and, well, why not? Let's say hi. Let's just be nice. And had a quick conversation, just real passing the time kind of thing. And she had mentioned where we were going after the event. You know, is there anywhere to do the thing? Well, wound up at the VIP party, which at the time was held at Manchester Music Hall.
Oh, fancy.
we wound up at the VIP party. You know, we're hanging out with everybody. The guys from Mountain Monsters are there. Dave Schrader's there. You know,
RA.
RA's always there. Kane Hodder. You know, there's just a whole bunch of people. And I get this text message just all of a sudden, you know, look at my phone and it's my wife cheek to cheek with Amy Allen.
Oh, the dream, right?
You know, cheek to cheek with Amy.
I feel like there's a song in there somewhere.
There should be.
Right.
Dancing cheek to cheek.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
Oh, man. It was hilarious. And I'm like, well, okay. You know, so to vet us, because she had heard from us, heard about us, excuse me, from a previous client of hers. And to vet us, she sends her friends over. See if these guys are legit. So we wind up having to do full-on vetting demonstrations in the middle of the VIP party. But made some awesome friends out of that. Started to react with a couple people's energy. I don't know if they're cool with us naming names. That's the reason why I'm not.
Yep, that's fine.
I had one of their friends lean back, and I'm holding on to them, and go to fingertip, and they're leaning back, and I go to single fingertip, and they're leaning back, and then their feet leave the ground.
Whoa.
And they go, okay, I guess you are legit.
That, yeah, I'd say so. Check the box. Good.
Full disclosure, we were having adult beverages, and
naturally
the will to be humble was minimal.
Got it.
I love it. Never been there before. I have no idea what you're talking about.
and so we want full trust fall.
We did. Literally. We did.
I got you.
And I'm talking about myself, not the other party. But yeah, after that, you know, we were hanging out and everything, and all right, it's too noisy, they're closing down, whatever it was. We wound up back in the Lexington Center, when it was mm-hmm. still the Lexington Center, and at a little spot called Yesterday's, and just kind of hung out until people got tired. And during the show the next day, so during Scarefest, the big day, which is Saturday, we pretty much get a text message. You guys want to go hang out at the bar tonight? Sure. All right, let's go. So we wind up at Yesterday's again, right after the convention closes. We're all sitting there drinking, and she goes, so what would you guys say if I brought you on to work with me at some point? And we're thinking that she's just being polite. You know, here it is, a TV personality, an internationally known psychic medium. She doesn't know us from Adam and Eve, that kind of thing. Okay, you're being kind. Yeah, sure. You know, we'll do it. Not 2 months later, we got our first Dead Files case.
Wow.
And it's been going ever since. I talk to Amy on a regular basis, you know, she checks in with the team, makes sure everybody's okay. And still to this day, we'll actually check in on clients. If they can't get a hold of her or she can't get a hold of them, she gets a hold of me and asks if they're okay. So it was kind of a whirlwind thing, but it was an amazing moment and an amazing opportunity to work with an amazing person.
Definitely. Wow. Yeah. What a fun, that's just awesome. I hate to repeat you, but an amazing story. I mean, honestly, everything kind of aligned. So that's wonderful. And to be able to help people is yeah.
Yeah. You know, it starting with a little spirits over spirits, right?
I mean,
I love that. Sometimes I'm really punny. It comes with having been a middle school teacher.
Yeah, sometimes I am.
That's great.
I think hearing that you're a teacher is what's got me kind of nervous. I'm waiting.
I was a teacher. I'm no longer a teacher.
She's not anymore. Oh, she was a teacher of middle schoolers, which is like they're like the meanest people on the planet.
Worst.
No, eighth graders were fine. It was their parents that sucked.
Fair.
That's usually how it is.
I mean, I remember being in eighth grade and they were really mean to me. So,
yeah. I mean, I didn't say they were easy.
They're mean. They're
kids bullies. Are mean in general.
But she,
yes.
That's fair. All right, fair.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring us back to the conversation from our tangent that we
do that a lot. I don't know.
We have a little spiral problem every now and then.
Oh, don't worry. We tangent all the time. Yeah.
I wanted to throw a question to you, Raymond.
Okay.
How did you mentioned earlier on that you're kind of newer to the team. So how did you get it started, involved? Like, give us your story.
Oh, this is fun. Because what's funny is Steve tells the story about how the team started, which involved going to a shop. I actually met them going to a shop that they had opened.
Okay.
I'm an investigator, so I was doing that first, and I went to an event and met a gentleman named Jeff Matt. You know, Jeff's one of my good friends now. He's known the team for years, and he's, you know, brought on cases and stuff. So he kept telling me, you really need to meet these people. You really need to meet these people. And they were opening the shop. He was like, just go down there. Just meet them. All right, I'll go in. And Steve and another member, Dustin, was hanging out. You know, it was kind of like a soft opening for the shop. So it was just, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to come hang out, you can hang out. I was there, what, 3-4 hours? And
yeah, about that.
Nothing like a short interaction to start with.
Right, just real quick.
Is most of the vetting was actually more about what kind of music you like.
I mean, so what kind of music do you like?
So what kind of music do you like, Raven?
Yes. It honestly depends on the artist, but yes.
I hear you.
And me and Steve stepped out to smoke, and he said, would you like to become a trainee? Yes, I would.
Wow. And I just want to say you guys are super brave, because having had multiple experiences myself and you guys like go looking for it. No, thank you. I'm like, please.
I live for this.
Stay away from me. And the ones that I had like weren't mean. They were like, the one that attached to me was protecting me, but it still scared the shit out of me.
And see, and then there's Amy and I who are like, well, this could be kind of fun. I just don't want to take anything with me or like deal with any of like, I just want to talk to the nice ones. The nice spirits. I have a few of those around. I know they're around.
I mean, the most of them are going to be nice as long as you're respectful.
Oh,
yeah. You know, human, non-human alike. If you roll into their location and you're respectful, they'll respect you back.
We have said that a few times on this show. We always appreciate when we watch different things and people showing the respect that others deserved, whether these have been previously living beings or things that have been around for a long time. So we definitely all have that respect aspect. And each of us have had our own experiences, and each of us are very, very different in the way that it's happened.
Mine is equal parts respect and terror. So, which is, it's so funny that I love this stuff. Like it truly does like fascinate me, but it also scares the shit out of me. So it's, you know, I'm an enigma wrapped in a puzzle. Like
there's a lot of people.
Yeah. I like thinking about, I've had a lot of loss in the last year, and my sister just lost their oldest dog today. And so I like to think that they're all around and they do come to visit, because I know I've had experiences with my pets and others, but a lot with the dogs. And actually my sister's been texting me just how, like, where they're at right now. So I brought the whole room down. Sorry, guys.
Condolences.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. We just all have a very deep appreciation for pets and the love that they give.
especially dogs for me.
I'm actually surprised that we don't have cats crawling on us.
Give it time.
Yeah, Bub's usually in the shop, I know.
Finally, some fellow cat people. It's about darn tootin' time. Because we got dogs left and right, and I'm all about cats.
Amy and I are always talking about dogs, and Megan's like, but cats are cool too.
Yeah.
But what about cats? But what about cats?
I like other people's dogs.
Cats are cool.
Cats are pretty cool.
Thank you. It's about time.
We got you.
Yep.
Megan's cat did a little preview show here earlier.
Yeah, my beast of a cat. He's 20 pounds. He's a big boy. The other one puked in my workout shoe earlier this week. And I think he did purpose because we do not get along.
He knows you don't like him. Of course he did.
Yeah, we don't get along. So it's kind of, it's like a love hate. Like I want him to like me because I'm like, please like me. But at the same time, I'm like, I hate you. But I'm like, but please like me. It's twisted.
Doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm. No.
I understand.
So Raymond, you said you were an investigator. How did you get into investigating? Like, was it like you woke up one day and you were like, this sounds cool? Or did you have experiences? Was it a little bit of both?
Honestly, it was more the experiences growing up. And as I got older, you know, I was like, if this stuff's going to be happening around me, I might as well get it on camera. So
fair.
Yeah. You know,
smart.
Getting old and famous started for the spirit community that's hanging out in the house. but seems like that's not a bad idea. I had a surgery in 2008 and things really started popping around me. And it eventually led me to the first team that I joined, which is about a couple years later. So I did some cases with them that were local. Mm-hmm. And then life happened. And I took a long break until I went to Texas in 2021. We were walking through a place called Bishop's Palace in Galveston, Texas. And I love the old architecture. I'm a historian freak. So, you know, I'm going through taking pictures and I stop in front of a camera. Well, I stopped in front of a mirror, sorry.
Okay.
But the picture blurs completely, and there's a figure standing off to the right-hand side of the picture.
Oh, boy.
And a few months later, I was at Bobby Mackey's for the first time.
Oh,
wow. Yes. So,
and it's been that way since.
Yeah. All right. Well, you eased into it then with the Bobby Mackey. Yeah. It's like real light.
It's not as crazy as what you think it would be.
Well, I believe they're tearing down or they've torn down Bobby Mackey's and they're rebuilding it.
Yes, they were tearing it down this summer and rebuilding it just because the cost, it was more efficient. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that's going to have anything to do with the activity? Do you think it's going to stay there?
We know of one dude that's probably going to be staying there, and he's going to be messing with the crews the entire time. So that'll be fun.
Oh, really? Okay. Look out for those stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's cool, though. He's fun. He played poker with us one night.
Did he win?
A couple of hands. No. Yeah.
Well, no.
All right.
I mean, I want to play poker, but maybe some cribbage. That'd be fun watching, you know, getting everybody else to join in with the pegs and all that. It might be more of an upper Midwest thing and playing cribbage all the time, cribbage tournaments and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't think that happens much here in Kentucky. So,
no.
It's fun.
I don't know how to play.
It's confusing.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of math.
Yes.
You have to count to 31 is the highest you count to.
I don't have that many fingers. So
nope, I don't have that many toes either. So,
yeah. I don't know what to do when I run out of 10.
Okay?
Yeah.
Who?
It's hard.
It's hard. Math is hard.
So it Patricia?
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you. I mean, do you have experiences? Are you just kind of along for the ride? What's your...
Yes. Both. I actually met Steve by
kind of lucky chance, if I'm being honest. He came highly recommended by somebody that I was friends with at the time, and I needed some chakra repair done. So I reached out to him, and he was just kind of like, all right, cool. So what did you do here? We had this really long talk because one of the, my heart chakra had something that was really unique to it. It looked like somebody had shot it. And that's not normally how that appears. So we kind of got into an in-depth conversation. And then like, what, a month and a half later, I was on a plane and came up here from Texas and kind of just stayed.
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
I love that.
Megan, it looks like you got yourself a question. And then I have a follow-up question that goes along with what Patricia said here, too.
I figured since Amy was a teacher, I should raise my hand.
And thanks. I felt like I was back in my classroom so many years ago.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I guess bathroom pass. No.
So how would somebody know if their chakras needed healing? Like, what is that? I mean, do you have to be spiritually in tune to it?
I've been told I have one for sure that has a blockage. And I had questions that follow up with Megan's.
So as far as chakra attunements, it's just kind of specific to each individual. They look different to each person. They look different to somebody who practices Reiki versus somebody who does a bit more like what we do. You can see the blockages sometimes. Sometimes it takes a little bit more digging to figure out what the actual root cause of it is. But it's kind of like a water system. When you close one part off and it's just a slow drip, then the rest of the system has issues as well. When you're actually fully open mm-hmm. and your system is flowing the way that it's supposed to, you feel it, especially when it's been closed off for a little while. Mm-hmm. So like after that first time that Steve fixed my chakra system, I passed out like 20 minutes after we got off the phone call and slept for like an hour and a half. It was great.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I guess that was kind of like another person that we all, the three of us know, has informed me that heart for me as well, Patricia, has had some blockages or some issues that are probably needing some more addressing. But yeah, that was something I was curious about as I was flipping through and like reading through all the different things that I can read through, is kind of like, what more can you tell us about those kinds of things? Like if somebody were to go to your website and reach out to you, like what's the best way that they could, or how else could they support you as well if they're not themselves feeling haunted or any of that sort of stuff?
So there's a couple of different ways. I'm reaching up here because I actually have a laminated version of what we offer.
Oh my God, I love that. I love it so much.
She had to get it laminated.
Yeah. You know what? That's great. That's amazing.
Just so you know, if you write on laminated stuff with permanent marker, you can erase it by writing over the permanent marker again. Yes. And wiping it off, or using a whiteboard
exactly.
marker.
That is the amazing. You got to protect it.
I didn't forget it was there.
Patricia's like, well, it's funny you ask, Amy, because I have a laminated document.
It's like I set it all up.
What's funny is that
I did not expect this question. But since you asked it, let me reach up. Completely unplanned.
It's on the cat tower. Even better.
Further proof that cats are best.
See, there you go. Funny. You get it, Megan.
So what does it say on
this
document?
Does it say? Patricia, you're teasing us. What does it say?
I just got so excited that it was right there and laminated.
I think we all are excited it's laminated.
Excited too.
The biggest nerd fest right now.
Right? Like, it's a whole joke, like, between the group that I am the one that gets stuff laminated.
Preservation.
I think we lost her, guys.
But we offer a couple of different types of readings. We do have events that we go to both locally and a bit further out. We're trying to branch out a little bit further. So you can always catch us at an event. You can catch us on Facebook. Thursday nights, we usually do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And the last Thursday of the month, we do free tarot readings or Oracle, whichever kind of pops up. Yeah.
What? Oh, very cool.
Every last Thursday, we'll get on and flip cards for people that want a free reading.
Yeah. Nice.
And if they want to toss stars in, then there's a special option for that read. So typically it's only one, max two people that read. But if you toss stars out, you get bumped to the top of the list and have an option for everybody to read for you. Mm-hmm.
So you get a whoever's in the room, you get a full read from every one of us.
Yep.
Oh my God. Take all my stars.
Yeah.
And we have a lovely name for that. We call it the Shay.
Yeah. It was the first person that ever asked for it.
Since you're looking for locations, might I suggest Minnesota?
Yeah. Come up north.
We're very friendly. It's called Minnesota Nice. It's a thing.
I mean, I actually have a personal dream of moving to Montana. So, you know, we'll see.
Montana's is pretty cool, too.
It's out that direction.
They're about the same.
It's that way.
I'm just kidding. They're not. They're not.
They're both a little west and north of where you're located today. That's how both they're the same.
They both start with M.
And way. End with A.
Yeah. They go that
Patricia
way.
And I were so connected.
Yes, exactly.
But things we offer.
Sorry.
Thanks, Steve, keeping us on track.
We have a shop location in Lexington, Kentucky. It's called The Missing Elements. It's actually a super group shop. So one of the mechanics has a sound healing section of the shop that they utilize. And so that's an option there as well. We also teach classes there, and we do a couple of hybrid classes. So there's option for online. You can check that out on the website, though, or on our Facebook page. But as far as readings, we do offer a couple of different ones. So we obviously offer card readings, and pretty much anybody on the team can read cards. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's looking for someone specific, or they have a specific type of question, so typically love questions, Steve passes off to
anybody else. I don't like doing romance reads, and the one thing that we do actually put a big X over is any kind of reading that would tell someone the day they died, how they were going to, things like that. Mm. We're not doing that because that alters the way that you view your own life.
That sounds fair,
right? Right. I don't know why anybody would want to know that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
You honestly would. There's so many that actually ask us tell them how they're going to pass. Wow. And it's like, why do you care? You know, live your life, do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Or pregnancy reads. Yeah.
How long do I have? 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah. Like,
what if it's today?
That would just ruin. That's the only thing I'd think about for the rest of my life is.
Yeah.
And that would not be fun for me.
No.
Sorry, Patricia, I keep interrupting you.
No, you're good. I went on a tangent for like 5 minutes about lamination. So
it's your whole show. You know,
we fueled the fire. So
she didn't need the help.
We do card readings. We do aura readings. So gauging the intensity, vibrance of your energy, seeing how we can at least raise a vibration, lower a vibration if it's necessary. Multiple forms of chakra readings and repair, attachment removal, past life regressions, guided meditations, alchemical soul fragment retrieval, because there is a shamanic way to do it. There's a shamanic way of doing it. And then there is an alchemic way of doing it. Most of the mechanics do it in an alchemic way. Ethereal body repair, spiritual counseling, motivational speaking, and life coaching. So we do a little bit of everything on top of teaching base metaphysics, as well as some more involved classes. Like this coming weekend is going to be our 100 series. So the basic of the basics when it comes to understanding your gifts and metaphysics as a whole. So we're doing those this weekend. It's a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unleash the power of stories anywhere, anytime with Audible. Immerse yourself in gripping stories, insightful knowledge, and captivating characters anytime, anywhere. Audible is your library on the go. With hundreds of thousands of titles across every genre, there's a world of reading waiting for your ears. Listen while you cook, clean, or commute. Free your eyes to conquer your day, all while feeding your mind. Start your 30-day free trial today and discover the joy of listening. Go to audibletrial.com/TAC. That stands for The Activity Continues. With your free 30-day trial, you get one credit, two credits if you're a Prime member, good for any premium selection titles you like, yours to keep. You get the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals. Listen all you want, no credits needed. Again, that is audibletrial.com/TAC. Skip the shopping struggle. Get curated outfits picked by stylists who know your taste.
We recently tried Wantable, and I love everything about them. They sent me a box full of stuff, and I think I kept 3 of the items and returned the rest. However, I noticed after I had sealed the bag and scheduled a pickup that I had forgotten to return an item and was so worried that I would be charged for it. I reached out to Wantable, and immediately they sent me a different return label to package up the item that I had forgotten to send. Not only is their stuff top tier, high quality, adorably cute garments, but their customer service is top notch. I 100% will continue using them. I've already purchased and received my second box, and I look forward to many boxes from them.
Get $25 off your first order by going to theactivitycontinues.com/wantable. Free shipping and returns. Wantable edits your style.
That's so cool.
Are these services that can be done like online for, because a lot of our listeners aren't in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Actually.
There might be one or two that are a little bit easier in person, but for the most part, as long as it's not something too intense that's like an attachment removal, we can do via Zoom or Facebook Messenger, Teams, whatever's easiest for that specific individual. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those.
And how could...
What were you saying, AB?
Just going to ask, how can somebody get signed up for any of these? Is there links, or do you just email, or what's the process for that piece for those curious minds like me?
Yeah, usually through email. The contact form on the website, spiritmechanics.com, or you can go to our Facebook and send us a private message. Those are the two best ways to get us. You can also get a hold of us at the Missing Elements, which is the shop. I don't remember the number. Do we have the number?
Yes, 502-517-8524.
And you can get us there as well. So there's a number of different ways you can get a hold of us. You can scream, "Hey, you," across the states and see if we hear it. But
we might.
You know, maybe.
Hey, you.
I'm going to try it tomorrow. And if nobody responds, I'm going to be really upset and sad. Probably cry a little bit.
So what if I do?
Oh, then she's going to be really scared. Then I'm going to shit my pants. Either way, there'll be a reaction.
And your cat's going to be wondering what happened to you.
Don't make it a challenge for him. He'll take that.
My one cat will be like, "What's wrong with you?" And the other cat will just be laughing maniacally in cat at me.
Isn't that normal?
It is.
For him, yes. He's the worst.
It's who they are as individuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fine. I love cats. Do you guys have questions for us?
What got you guys interested in the aftercare? Because that's essentially the way that I took it when I heard the title of your all show, the activity continues. Mm-hmm. You were concerned about people that either didn't find help or were needing to still tell their story. And what got you into that? What started this?
Amy, you want to take that?
Well, I'll pipe up because I'm the one that it's my fault. I started it all. I found the Dead Files show not too long ago, actually. And I started watching all the episodes, and then I was messaging Megan and saying, you have to watch this show so that we can talk about it. And then we started just messaging each other for, I don't know, a couple of months, mm-hmm. probably. And then finally, I said, why don't we just record ourselves talking about this and do a podcast? And so we started doing that. And then when we started watching the more episodes, we were realizing that a lot of these people were not getting the help that they wanted, or that they were, like Amy would say, you need to get a shaman or whatever. And then they'd show the wrap up at the end and it would say, so-and-so are still looking for a shaman and the activity continues. Mm-hmm. And so it was just sort of, it kind of came from that. The name came from that, but yes, we are very interested in what happens after the show ends and how, that's why we like to interview former clients so we can find out, are things still going on? Mm-hmm. What happened? And so that kind of went like that for a while. And then we brought AP in as our fact checker, and then just morphed into her being our mm-hmm. third co-host. So, but AP has been watching the show since the beginning, right?
She's an OG.
Yeah, I started watching OG. When it really started or kicked off, and especially in like 2010, 2011, I lived in a small little town in West Central Kansas where there was nothing much else to do. And I was either, I was teaching at the time, so it was either hang out with all the parents or hang out with the kids that went to college that graduated the year before I got there. So it was a lonely year, but, you know, we get stronger for the things that we go through, right? And, yeah, when these two kicked it off, I think Megan texted me and was like, you have to listen to our show so we at least have one listener. And and I started off right away, and then I met Amy actually just over 2 years ago. It was like April 1st, I think we had a happy hour over at Amy's house, and that's where I met her. And I would message them all the time and be like, oh, you guys were talking about this and you meant this, or hey, here's a little bit more on what you were talking about. So I became the fact checker, the annoying one that they would always be like, oh, Amy's yelling at us right now, because it's just my nature. And I, you know, reading through everybody's little messages on your website and knowing a little bit about everybody, and there was, you know, there's like, we're kind of grounded in some logic as well, like how can you push through everything else and not find an answer for it. Mm-hmm. I resonate with that because I definitely like to find the logic in a lot of things, but I also know that there's more than what we see out there. So it's, I think the three of us balance each other all out in that kind of thing. And our listeners have heard that before too, is what these two will tell you about themselves. But I tend to just be like, okay, there's gotta be a reason here. There's gotta be something else here. Or maybe
not. I'm the one that believes everything. But in answering your question, I think a lot of it comes from, you know, we've all had experiences, and they were scary to me, despite the fact that my spirit, Frank, wasn't trying to scare me. So I can only imagine what people who are living with entities, you know, who are scaring them, you know, they reach out for help and they want that help. And Amy promises them that help. And you know, through no fault of hers or the show's, sometimes they just can't get it. And so we really want those people to find the relief. Your home should be safe. You should be, you know, you should feel safe in your home. And so that's really what we were concerned with, is, you know, they're telling these stories and they're captivating and they're interesting and they're alluring, but that's only half of it. And so wanting to know, you know, make sure that they're okay and that they found what they needed and they got it resolved is really kind of part of why we started it too. So that's kind of why we're interested in it, because we know what it's like to have a spirit. And granted, like I said, mine wasn't scary, but a couple of them were terrifying. But and they were meant to be terrifying. It wasn't just me being a fraidy cat. Like a djinn in the Middle East kind of attacked me, but it's another story. But we want to make sure that the people who seek the help are can find it, you know. And Michelle and Krista were a wonderful example, because you saw during the show, Krista's brother was so tormented that he couldn't even be on the show. You know, he was so just lost and feeling, you know, from what they tell us, I can't speak for him, but he wasn't even on the show. And then you see at the end, he's there and he's smiling, you know, with his significant other. And it was just like, it brought us to tears, because that's what we want to see, is these people who are, they found relief and he can be happy and live his life. So that was a very long-winded answer, Steve, and we're very sorry, but
no, we're there's no reason to be sorry at all. It's actually really great, because it's easy to hear the passion in each one of your voices about it, and that's really special and amazing.
Yeah. Plus, we're Minnesotan, so we apologize for everything.
It's great that you give people a chance to, like I mentioned earlier, to tell their stories, to actually be heard. There's a lot that can be shown on a television show, but there's a lot that happens that isn't on that show, you know, because you have to cut years sometimes of activity and abuse down to what could fit into a 45-minute chunk. And, you know, there's so much to unpack. It's also great hearing that you guys have had experiences in your own ways and are willing to talk about it the way that you are. It's amazing. You would honestly be very surprised how many people come to us on a regular basis, even if it's just a local, hey, I saw you guys, I need somebody to talk to. But it's a lot like Stockholm syndrome with a lot of these cases. You know, they get used to the type of activity and don't know what to do once it's gone. We refer to it as spiritual detox, because it's literally like essentially coming down from an unwanted addiction. You become so accustomed to it, you know, well, what will I do if this isn't with me? What will I do when this is fixed, or how do I fix this when it's a part of me? And it's hard to watch. It's hard to hear, you know, it's, I'm a big squish on the inside. I look rough as hell on the outside, but I'm a big squish. I promise I'm a teddy bear.
You do.
But because of that, you know, my heart goes out to these people. And the other founders, you know, Brian Gibson, Ethan Kahn, Chris Davis, and my wife, Tiffany, you know, we feel the same, because we've all been there. You know, there's no one that's going to be here to help us get through it. There's no one that's going to help us make it make sense. And it's wonderful to have people that are interested in taking care of people, because that's essentially what you guys are doing. Yeah. Not even essentially, that's exactly what you guys are doing, by giving people an opportunity. Some of the worst cases, you know, you guys asked earlier about worst cases. Some of the worst cases took us years to complete. And there are a couple that we're still working with that are still in need of aftercare, because it was so horrible that when things go quiet they literally don't know what to do with themselves.
Oh my God. That's so heartbreaking.
So it, you know, 100% props to you guys for doing what it is that you do. It's a very awesome thing that you provide.
Well, and there's such a stigma around it, you know, like saying we're, you know, like I had a spirit follow me for close to 10 years. And, you know, you say that and people are like, oh, whatever, like, you know, but it's like, no, I saw him. He was there. He moved stuff. He walked out of the bathroom and stood at the end of my bed. Like, you know, there's, but we're. It's not, it's just so sad that there's such a stigma because there's people out there who are really fighting and sometimes fighting for their lives and they're just completely written off, you know? And it's, oh, you're imagining it or, oh, stop watching horror movies or what did you, you know, read or what do you watch? And it's just, it's heartbreaking that they're reaching out and nobody's listening to them.
It doesn't fit in the box. Of what is accepted and normalized.
And normal, which is the worst word, but
that's part of the reason why I'm not in Texas anymore. Is you that's not stuff you talk about down there. No. But that's part of why like I love that you're doing this podcast because it does give somebody another chance to A, tell their story and B, find the help if they can. If they're at a point that they can get it, then that's amazing.
Yeah, that was something that was a very happy surprise for us is that we were getting we were getting messages from people saying, I want to tell my story. I've never told anybody this before because there was nobody I could tell. Nobody would believe me.
Tony.
And now, Tony, this woman that we interviewed, she told this story about this horrible, scary thing that happened to her when she was 4 years old.
We can't talk about it because it's nighttime and I'm in my basement.
We won't go into details, but it was a very scary story. And she was like, I am new to telling this. And it happened like 60 years ago. And she's been living with it, that not living with this, the spirit's not with her anymore, but living with that secret and not being able to tell anybody about it other than her family who experienced it as well. And so it was really cool for her to be able to come on and talk about that and then have, you know, all these people listening and who believe her. And that's not something that has been happening to her in her life. So that was a nice surprise that we could do something like that. And I want to do more of that.
Yeah. We're all about it. Tell us your scary stories, but just tell me at like noon on a Tuesday because I get real scared easily.
I love talking with people and hearing their stories. And there's that little bit of like, first you have to try and you have to open the door and trust us a little bit. And that can be scary as well, because that's a totally different kind of fear that comes forward. But I like to think that we set the bar pretty low for anybody coming on to talk about anything. Like you got the full run for everything. And we don't set expectations on anybody for anything. Well, scratch that. Our expectations are to be kind to each other and to not be any of the phobics or ists and to just, you know, like accept kind of what's
kind of everybody.
Yeah. Just, we disagree. The three of us have times where we disagree on things and it's like we can still manage to have a civil conversation most of the time.
There's only been one time where it broke out into fisticuffs and
and it was funny because Megan was fighting herself.
I was. Yeah. And I broke a bone, but it's fine. I healed. It's great.
It's like getting hit by a parked car.
Yep.
Yeah. First of all, I feel attacked. It came out of nowhere. They just parked it there.
I mean, I went to school with the girl that took and got that broke her leg by getting hit by a parked car. So
yeah, they jump out of nowhere.
They do. They glitch, especially if they're shifters, like the manuals that just jump forward on you.
Oh, those do jump.
Especially if they're shifters.
You know what I mean with the manual shifting.
Stupid mimics.
I thought we were talking about shapeshifters for a minute there.
They're so mean to me, you guys.
I needed this kind of laugh.
Any other questions that don't make them be mean to me? Just kidding.
I'm not crying.
Oh, goodness.
I have that effect on people.
I do want to put it out there real quick. You know, we're one of the teams that work with Amy. We're not the only. And, you know, so she's mm-hmm. called in other people other than us. We don't know them personally, but we know that she has. And just wanted to make it clear that, you know, we're grateful for anyone who's willing to talk to us and hear our story and, you know, help our previous clients and now our family in any way that they can. But we're not the only ones out there doing it. So,
right.
You know, there was for a time, there was a whole thing of we're the only, and it's like, no, we're not. Mm-hmm. We're mm-hmm. probably one of the larger groups, but we're not the only people. So, we have a lot of respect for the others. We've, like I said, we've never met them, but we have a lot of respect for the others that are willing to go in and do what it is that's necessary to help families. So,
100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
I love that. Not a competition, but a way to help.
Exactly.
Make sure to help those who need the help.
It's a collaboration, not a competition. I just made that up. Feel free to use it.
The goal is for everybody to be safe, happy in their space.
Exactly.
And if we can't help them, I mean,
we'll find someone that can.
Right. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I love that. And that's the thing that we're, you know, like we said, we want people to be happy at their house. If that's where you're supposed to be the safest, and you're supposed to, you know, we've seen numerous episodes where the whole family's sleeping together in one room because they're terrified to sleep somewhere else. And that's not the way it should be. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate your time. We appreciate you talking to us. We appreciate you laminating things. I think of all the things, that's what we appreciate the most.
I think we all understand.
I think she's found her family here with the laminators. We got a new group coming out, guys.
The laminators. Our hit single is coming out.
It's called Shifters. The
laminators. Shifters and laminators.
Shiny.
That's the title of the episode.
Shiny.
You knew what I meant when I said the Shifters.
That's true. That's true.
I know. I loved it. It was a great way to say it.
Well, I think we have a lot of other things we could talk about, but we don't want to keep you here mm-hmm. all night. We would love to have you back on again another time and discuss some more things. But is there anything you would like to leave our listeners with before we wrap up here?
It's never too late to reach out and get help for any of this. In order for this kind of spiritual activity to find a proper methodology of being fixed, people have to know that there's an issue to fix. And the big thing here is know that when you reach out to somebody that is legitimate, they do 100% have you. Make sure to tell them what you have going on so that they can actually come in and help you. Not everybody is a shyster. Not everybody is in it for the money. Not everybody is in it just for their 15 mm-hmm. minutes. Some people actually give a shit. And in order for us to give a shit about what's happening with you, we got to know that it's happening. Destigmatize this. Mm-hmm. Abuse is
100%.
None of it should be none of it should be tolerated. Even if it's spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That's great. Great advice.
The last thing that I have to say, other than thank you for having us on, is to those people that are having these issues and these things happening in their home with themselves, do not succumb to the fear. So many of these different entities and these different things feed on that. You have to find a different emotion while you're looking for help. It'll help you so much more in the long run. Because if that connection is severed from what they're trying to eat, it makes it that much harder for them to stay there. And you're already one step closer to being in the safe space that you're looking for. Don't succumb to the fear. Reach out and get help, please.
That's really good advice, too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you guys so much. Like I said, we would love to have you on again. We can talk more about
lamination.
Not just laminating.
That's all we need to talk about, really. Shifters and lamination. Shifters.
Yeah.
Patricia, we're going to need you to make a portfolio of all of your laminated items.
Sorry, look at her light up.
Raymond.
Oh, no.
Can I have a new budget for laminating materials?
Yeah.
You see this? You did this to me.
Materials.
You did this to me.
We were going to hear about this for like 2 weeks.
Raymond is half a state away. I have to deal with it.
Just wait till the episode comes out then.
Steven's like, Patricia, what's this $3,000 charge? It's lamination.
Oh, the $8,000?
No. $3,000 worth of lamination charges.
Oh no.
Yeah. $3,000, not $8,000, Steven.
So I bought this really cool laminator, Steve.
Yeah.
I have them on Amazon. Real size.
It takes up my living room, but it's okay. We need it.
I Google, it's a pocket one.
I just get the papers. You just the
now you all understand why I took and went home instead of hanging out and Lexington
yeah, I
week.
Feel like we need to stop before we make Steve mad at Patricia.
Oh, no, he won't be mad at me. Whoa, that's cool. There's no machine needed?
Yeah, Patricia, feel free to find us all on Facebook or Instagram, and I'm sure we can share more nerd
be our friends.
I'm so down.
That's the way to go. Cheap. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Again, I know I said that like 4 times.
I know.
So Minnesota goodbye.
Minnesota goodbye.
Same thing
well,
for Kentucky.
About that time.
Thank you guys so much for having us. Have a great night, y'all.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, thank you.
You too.
Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Oh my God. They were so Southern.
My mouth hurts from laughing.
I needed that cry laugh. I don't know. It wasn't that funny, but it was so funny in my head.
First of all, yes, it was.
Was there a second of all, or was it just first of all?
No,
okay.
No,
just first of all. Thanks for joining us this week, everyone. That was a super fun conversation, and I know you all must have even more questions for the team. I know we do. So if you want to shoot us an email at theactivitycontinues@gmail.com and let us know what you would like us to ask them next, I will try to schedule them to come back another time. And maybe next time, Patricia can even bring some more laminated items. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please reach out if you have a spooky story you'd like us to share on the show. We can be reached at theactivitycontinues@gmail.com or through our website or any of our socials. Links are all in the description of the show. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues. The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network. We are also proud members of the Boo Pod Network of Super Cool Podcasts.
Nailed it.
This is just a disclaimer and sort of warning about this podcast. The Activity Continues podcast is in no way affiliated with the Dead Files, its production company, or any of its distributors. We are simply fans that love the show and love to talk about it and dissect it and, yes, make fun of it. But we do love it. And all of the opinions expressed herein are ours alone and have nothing to do with the Dead Files or any of its cast, crew, production, or distributors. And we swear. Enjoy.